This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, they're allegedly loaded. I mean, I see what they have. I think there's, you know, they're, you know, without a doubt, still, until someone proves otherwise, I think those two teams you saw tonight are the two best teams in the East, and everybody else is just a poser. They're, you know, the Greek freak, he doesn't have, you know, I think the Bucks are, you know, fun. I think the Heat are fun, but, like, there's no one. Toronto's fun, but none of them matter at the end of the day. Cleveland and Boston are still the deal, right? I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, Cleveland's got the goods. I won't deny, I'm a huge Dwayne Wade fan, but I question how big that'll be. I don't know. I have to see it to believe it. But, like, at times tonight, I thought, unless it's, you know, just me, I just thought it, you know, it seemed like he looked a little old to me. But I still think he's got mad game. He's still, you know, 20 points a game or whatever. Automatic with his, you know, mouth closed. He can do whatever he wants. He could chew gum and score 20. He could play with one shoe on and score 20. But I don't know. Like, you know, the rest of them, you can give her J.R. Smith and all these guys they got. There's a lot of them I can live without. I mean, I like the physicality with Jay Crowder. I mean, obviously, I think the guy can play. D. Rose, to me, is a guy you can't count on. He lets his teammates down. He did in New York. He's never been the same as when he was in it. Obviously, it happens. He was MVP, and then he went downhill from there. He can score 18. He can give you a 30-point game once in a blue moon. He had 14 tonight. Like, he was about an 18 a clip guy with the Knicks. I like Love. I like LeBron. I like Crowder. I like D-Wade. But to me, you know, D-Wade tonight was 3 of 10, had 8 points. I thought he looked old. JR had 10, Green had 6, Thompson had 5 and 6 boards. I thought, you know, Tristan Thompson, for me personally, he's become a Kardashian. Like, does he even care about basketball anymore? He's wearing fur coats and rocking out with Khloe Kardashian. Like, what happened to that guy? I don't know. I know what happened to him. He went off the deep end. Shumpert doesn't matter anymore. Kyle Korver sucks, and you know it. Once again, he doesn't even matter. He played 7 minutes tonight. I know he can shoot the three, but not in crunch time. In the playoffs, he can't. So I think he's just decent at best. I've heard all I can take about how great Kyle Korver is. He's as white as they come. I'm sorry. That's just what I see. Mavi, do you trust Kyle Korver in a game 6 or 7 with the ball in his hands?
No. I don't think he's a sniper anymore that people, you know, used to love him for. He used to be a lot better outside shooter and be a guy that you can count on in the clutch situation. I don't think he is anymore.
Yeah, I still think in that Celtic team, even without Hayward, Brown, Irving, Tatum, Horford, Smart, even Rozier, I thought, and Baines banging, I thought they were as good as the Cavs tonight. I mean, they were down by 20 and they came back, so... Maybe I saw it a little differently. Let me ask you, William, real quick. What do you think of what I just said? Do you buy into any of that, or are you just so far gone in the Cavs, you think no one can beat them because the Warriors kicked their ass?
No. I can kind of agree with what you just said, especially when you say Korver and Shumpert. Maybe they could package a trade and get rid of them and get somebody else.
I could see that.
You know, but I really think that second unit is going to be a nice defensive unit once it gets in shape. I like that Jeff Green.
Yeah, he didn't do anything tonight, but you may be right. He, you know, when they get in a flow where they start playing every 2-3 nights, It makes a difference. This was, you know, the opener, and I got to tell you, at the end of that game, I thought, you know, they got outplayed, in my view, in the second half, in a big way. To me, they got outplayed. So they got lucky they won. They were down 3 or 4 with under a minute to go, and they somehow found a way, and Love hit a big three. So I love Kevin Love's game. He can hit a big shot for you still. He's still got a great game for a white boy, without a doubt. And, I mean, the Celtics had him on the ropes, and they let it slip through their fingers. They had him right where they wanted him. They came back from 20 down. They had the lead, and they were playing great. I think they – frankly, took the ball out of Irving's hand too much, and they were obviously Brown was hot, so they were giving him the ball, and he had 25. But I thought Kyrie, you know, had hit the 4 threes. He was the guy that had to have the ball in his hands. I thought, you know, I'm okay with Tatum having a big night, 14, 10, 3, but I still want Irving shooting the ball in the last minute of that game almost every time down. They were letting Tatum and Brown, in my view, shoot too much in the last 2 minutes of that game. That's just me. I thought they had the game right where they wanted. If Irving hits another three or gets to the line one more time, I say they win the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.